If you have your Bibles, let's turn in them to Job chapter 3. Job chapter 3. We'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 26. Job chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God, so give your attention to them, for they are good for us. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. And Job spake and said, "Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man-child conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for the night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come unto the into the number of the months. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their mourning. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the dawning of the day. Because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from mine eyes. Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees prevent me? Or why the breasts that I should suck? For now should I have lain still and been quiet, I should have slept. Then had I been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold, or who filled their houses with silver, or as a hidden untimely birth, I had not been as infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter in soul, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasures, which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave. Why is light given to a man whose way is hid, and whom God hath hedged in? For my sighing cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came." And those are God's words. First of all, it's quite interesting that any time that the church speaks of ministers, elders, and we think of the book of Job, we think of chapters 1 and 2, and we do not think of chapter 3. For most of us, this passage is very unfamiliar. James 5 says, "Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." And that even as we heard in Sabbath school this morning of our adoption, that our God is pitiful. Is full of tender mercy towards His children. Right? It said there in James 5, "You have heard of the patience of Job, and we have heard his patience while enduring great suffering in chapters 1 and 2. And then we might wonder then, as Job was a great example to us, we might wonder how he could be so patient, but then we wonder how such a good man in Christ could be so impatient as he is here, as we find him cursing his day in great passion. Through the first 10 verses, he complains that he was even born. Then through verse 19, he complains that he didn't die as soon as he was born. And then to the end of the chapter, complaining that his life now continues while in great misery. Here the complaints against the providence of Jehovah shows that Job sinned with his lips. And it is written unlike chapters 1 and 2. Chapter 3 is written for us here, not for our imitation, but for our admonition. That we'd be admonished today that if you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. Job stood by God's grace mighty in chapters 1 and 2 against the schemes of the devil. And we sometimes wonder, how could he have done that but only by the grace of God? But here he falls. And we learn in the Scripture, in the New Testament, now all these things happened unto them for examples. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise. We're thankful that you are a merciful God to us. And all the more often we are found like Job in chapter 3 than we are in chapters 1 and 2. And Father, we complain and we grumble and we rebel against your providence, your good providence, and sometimes your dark providences. We rebel against you. And Father, we ask that you would turn us in our hearts to you, back to your Son Jesus Christ from our sins of rebellion and questioning you and grumbling towards you. These complaints here we find are not like the godly complaints in the Psalms, but sinful complaints of an impatient and a rebellious man at this time. And yet we are praising you that though this man was found in union with Christ, he is a good example to us of patience in chapters 1 and 2, and yet now warns us of how easily it is for us when we are righteous in and by your grace alone, how easy it is to turn to ourselves instead of continuing to look upon Jesus Christ. How easy it is for us ourselves to fall into sin, become impatient. And so, Father, forgive us of our sins, in which we are thankful that you are just, you are righteous and good to forgive us our sins if we confess our sins before you. And we're thankful that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who pleads for us even now, even as we have all come here, having committed many sins this week and this day. And Father, we ask that you would turn our hearts to you, away from the world and the cares of the world and the ways of the world, and to turn unto you with full faith in our good God who continues to receive us by your great and infinite covenant mercy and loving kindness. We're thankful that your mercies are new every morning and your steadfast faithfulness by night. And so, Father, we plead that you would be faithful unto us, your people, the church, your bride, to all of your promises, to all of your promises in the gospel, to truly save us from our sins, to sanctify us, and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, to wipe away and to blot out our transgressions and to make us white as snow. Father, we ask that you would bless your people, not because we deserve it, but because of your Son and for your glory, that your name would be praised in all the nations, that nations would come unto you and covenant with you and love you, that the citizens of this nation who are in great rebellion against you and have been from being conceived in their mother's womb, and even the beginning of this nation. And Father, we pray that we would all turn unto you. And that must begin in the church of Jesus Christ, that we would be faithful. And yet what we find is often that we are unfaithful unto you, even in the church. And so, Father, forgive us and cause your Holy Spirit to be poured out, that we would be refreshed in the gospel and reformed, sanctified in our beliefs and our doctrine and all that you say in your word, that we would be faithful to obey it and love you because of how gracious you are in your word to communicate such promises and how you condescend unto us, coming down like to a little baby and speaking to us as little children. How you are gracious to us in this. And you have not removed your word from us. That again, your grace and your mercy. And Father, so speak to us today, your word. And humble us before your throne. Teach us your ways. Again, we do pray for this congregation. We ask for your blessing upon it. Not because, again, we don't deserve it, but because of your mercy and grace, for your Son's sake. We ask that the gospel would continue to go forth from this place and many other churches where your people gather, and that your name would be made known, and that all who would come and hear would believe unto salvation. We pray for this festival coming up, that you would give many opportunities to proclaim the gospel, and that many would seek prayer, and that by your grace and your pouring out of the Holy Spirit, they would come to the very throne of grace and plead for your mercy and be received in Christ alone, saving them from their sins. But this alone you can do. We cannot do it. We are only your frail and weak servants. And so in our weakness, show forth your strength and build your church. Father, we ask even as we have our session meeting tomorrow night, now the elders gathering, we ask that you would bless the elders as we take up as a court of your church the things regarding this congregation and the health of it. We ask that you would purify us and make us to rule according to Scripture and wisdom found alone in your Word. Father, we ask also that you would be with those who are not feeling well and who are sick. We pray that you would heal Patricia of her cancer, that you would grant to her strength and body. And we're thankful that thus far in the treatment she's had that she is doing pretty well. We're thankful for this. And we ask that you would continue to strengthen her. We ask that you'd be with Dina and that you would heal her. And we're thankful for the others who were sick last Lord's Day and you healed. And they're here with us today. We pray for Oscar, who's not feeling well, that you would grant him great strength in body and healing, that he might even with the rest of his family worship here with us this evening. And Father, we ask that you would be praised, that your name would be exalted, and that you would convict us of our sin, rebuke us of it even today, that all the more we would be turned unto your Son, Jesus Christ, from our sins. And so help us, Father, by your Holy Spirit and through your Son, Jesus Christ, may you answer all of our prayers as they are perfected by Jesus Christ according to your will. And we know to him you will respond yes and amen. And so, Father, grant it according to your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.